It's an interesting scenario when Republican lawmakers find themselves feuding with their colleague, the governor, over vetoes. That's what happened at the end of last year when Governor John Kasich vetoed a Republican-passed provision that would have banned abortion at the first detectable fetal heartbeat. That six-week abortion ban would have been the strictest in the country had it gone into law. While Kasich did sign a 20-week abortion ban, Republican House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger of Clarksville wasn't happy.
We're extremely disappointed by that veto and think that both provisions were really good.
Democratic Minority Leader Fred Strayhorn of Dayton wasn't pleased with the 20-week ban, but approves of the veto of the so-called heartbeat bill.
When we do those kinds of pieces of legislation, we encumber the state probably to spend thousands of dollars in court fighting a battle that we know we're probably not going to win.
There were other vetoes that upset Republican lawmakers, including the striking of a bill to require legislators review executive-level state agencies, or those entities could disappear, and a measure to extend out the freeze on the state's renewable energy requirements for electric utilities. It's also interesting when Democrats differ with their colleagues at the local level about a bill. That's what happened when mayors wanted lawmakers to outlaw local efforts to raise the minimum wage. That ban became part of a huge bill that overturned locally passed rules on pet stores. Rosenberger said state lawmakers wanted to stop local laws from disrupting commerce.
It's important that we send a message throughout our state that all businesses are welcome in any community without certain restrictions of us telling you how to run your business. When it comes to the minimum wage language, that was an issue that we had long conversations with a lot of city officials all throughout the state of Ohio that had discussions about wanting it. What it really came down to is the Constitution already answers the question to that they didn't have the ability to do it.
Strayhorn pointed out that Rosenberger and other Republicans have said the court should decide on the issue of constitutionality when it comes to abortion bans. And this minimum wage issue is no different.
My mayor said, look, that's our decision to make. I would say no, but I don't like the precedent that's being set by having these kinds of things inserted at bills that begin to erode home rule.
Right before the end of the lame duck session, Governor Kasich came to the House to tell lawmakers that the state is, using Kasich's words, on the verge of recession, with income tax revenue coming in below estimates. With the governor set to unveil his budget in a few weeks, it's certain that was not just an offhand remark. But Rosenberger said most economic measures do not suggest recession to him.
I'm not at the point of concern that we're headed there. I think that we have ways to continue to do things. But all in all, our state is open for business and really strong. The economy is continuing to move forward in a really good direction.
But Strayhorn said in his view, Kasich's comment was no bombshell.
I was surprised that the governor made a statement just because it's not a normal thing to do. But the notion that could be looming didn't surprise me, even had he not said that. There's a correlation between some of the stuff we do to ourselves in terms of the economic investment or the policy. So the income tax cuts, mirror what the whole looks like is shaping up to be in the budget.
For this two-year session, Republicans gained a seat in the House to bring their total to 66. But Strayhorn said his 33-member Democratic caucus will continue to be a vocal minority, and that the working environment he has with Rosenberger won't change. Quoting Strayhorn here, he includes us and lets us have some relevance. Rosenberger said Republicans will continue to work with the Senate, with Governor Kasich's administration, and with Strayhorn. And Rosenberger specifically mentioned taking up a Democratic dating violence bill that ended up getting shelved at the end of the lame duck session. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.